The views expressed are not necessarily those of 1010XL 92.5 FM. Now, recruiting tips, advice, and better ways to train. B3Better presents The Amateur's Edge with Jaron Sanders and A.D. Roberts.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh man, I'm glad to be here. It is Saturday morning and you guys know what time it is. Welcome to the Amateur's Edge. This is A.D. Roberts, your host, and sitting in for Jaron Sanders today is our man Randy. Randy, what's up, man?
I am good, man. Ready for the show, man. It was kind of rough roof day, man. Roof week, man. I've been babysitting my daughter's dog. I've been babysitting my daughter's dog. She's out of town. And it's been, you know, having kids that are gone and out of the household and having another kind of responsibility. It seems simple, but it's a different thing, man. It's a different thing, you know.
That's that good dad thing going on. See, you carrying on from the theme last week. You know, Father's Day was last week, so you still getting Father's Day points and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I hear you, but it's a lot, man, to try to, you know, entertain the dog and making sure he's straight, because I know he missed his daughter. I mean, he missed my daughter. So, like, it's been a thing for me and my girlfriend, so it just keep going on, man.
God bless you. God bless you. Well, listen, today's show is going to be exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we have a good lineup for you today because today's theme is the athlete's hidden strength. His hidden strength. And that hidden strength, you know what that hidden strength is, man?
What's the hidden strength?
His mind. Her mind. Their mind. You know, it's what does it take to perform at top levels? And how to maintain it. You know, this is as just as much of a mind game as it is a physical one.
Yes, sir.
You know, I always say I don't care how strong an athlete is physically.
You're right.
How fast they are, how agile they are. You give me somebody that has the mental fortitude of a champion and they'll win every time. So that's the excitement of our show today, and we have a great guy calling in. We have a great athlete calling in, Javon Hagan, Super Bowl champion, and recently retired. You know, he retired after spending only 3 years in the NFL. So we'll be talking to him in our third segment. So make sure that you guys stick around because we want to find out, you know, what was the decision? You know, what was the process that led him to that place? To decide that he's going to walk away from the NFL.
That's a big decision being so young. But it's a decision he made, and we're going to find out what the thing is. Man, I want to piggyback on you one right quick. Man, it's a lot of times where people go into the gym, man, that you talk about that mental fortitude. You can go into the gym and shoot a million free throws and hit like a million out of a million, but it's something about hitting a free throw when the whole world is watching. And all that pressure's on you, man, and that mental fortitude you got to have to say, I put in the work, I put in the effort to do something, right? But now it's in front of all these people, and I'm going to show them I can still do it because I put in the work to do it.
And then, let's just make it interesting. When you have opposing fans that don't want that shot to go in, or better yet, you're not playing at home. Mm-hmm. You're playing on the other, you're playing in that other arena. You're playing in that other stadium, and so it's tough, man.
It's tough. And these fans are serious, man. I talked to a kid this weekend. I forgot the kid's name, and we was talking about how fans look up everything about your history. So basically, when they're playing against you and you're that star player, they look up things about your mom, your dad, your grandma, your sister, your brother.
Are you serious?
And they say that. They say that stuff on the internet. They say that stuff in the actual arena or the field or whatever. They say all that stuff. I mean, I experienced it with my son. And you have to have some mental toughness to understand it's a part of the game now. It's nothing is out of bounds.
Nothing is out of bounds.
I'm talking about people that's dead. Nothing is out of bounds. So you have to be really mentally tough.
Yeah, and in our second segment, we're really going to deep dive into this mental piece because that's what I do. I'm a mindset coach, and you know I deal with athletes too, and it's tough. Mm-hmm. And see the thing with this with the internet and with social media, people have so much access to you. And it also gives them the unmitigated gall to say whatever they want because they can hide behind the shield of their username and their user ID, even if it's real. You know, there's some people who are professional trolls that go on and just say anything. You know, I've worked with some athletes who, you know, you may have a bad day. It happens. If you play sports, if you just live regular life, you are going to have a bad day. You're going to have an off day. And when that off day happens and you are an athlete and you're a star and you're on the court, you're on the field, and the weight and pressure of what these people say. I had a kid once, professional football player, and he made a bad play. It happens. And the hate messages, the Twitter, you know, went live, the Instagram, you know, under his post, just death threats. I mean, these people, these fans take this game so seriously. You know, I know there's betting and all that kind of other stuff part of it, but it is unbelievable. So the mental fortitude that you had to have 20 years ago versus what your son faces right now, day in and day out. Mm-hmm. Everything is on blast. There are no holes barred. Their exposure is just insane right now.
Mm-hmm. Man, I think LeBron James calls it a zero dark 30 or zero dark 23. Basically, what he had to learn was like when the playoffs come, like you put in all that hard work during the season, but when the playoffs come, it's no social media time. You can't get involved mentally and put your energy during social media when he's trying to win a championship and all that kind of stuff. Because no matter what, when you read that stuff, it gets embedded into your brain, no matter how strong you are. So he really zones in during the playoff time. And that's the same thing our kids have to learn. And I had to learn that because I'm the type of person, I'm kind of like the same person at work as I am at home, the same person I am with my kids. And that's not always good. So what people got to realize, and maybe athletes got to realize, is like it's the athletic you, it's the family you, it's the father you, it's the friend and community you, and you know, in some aspects, it's the social media you. Mm-hmm. All that is different, and you got to put things in perspective. In my opinion, what's important, what's reality, and what's not, because social media have you thinking that being the best athlete in the world is the best thing in the world. But I just don't know how many people was put on this earth just to be an athlete versus be a father versus change the community versus making a difference.
We are, you know, if you're a public figure, mm-hmm. you have to really be strong and be able to not allow yourself or your life to be defined by social media. And I mean in both ways. Don't buy into the hype. Mm-hmm. Don't get into the excitement of the fans. You know, it's good to enjoy the moment while you're out there on the field, mm-hmm. but you have to be, because if you allow them to swell your head up, you know, in the good times and in the high riding season and mm-hmm. y'all are winning and you're making plays. Mm-hmm. But what happens when you're not making the plays, when things are, you know, it swings to the other side? So your whole mental state just swings right along with it. You really are a tweet away mm-hmm. from humility.
Yes.
it's a whole nother game. And I hate the season that we're in, but then I love it too, because it does give people an opportunity to express their love, to express everything that they have going on. And, you know, this is an exciting segment because I think it is absolutely needed as we help to shape and mold the future and destiny of so many athletes across the board. This is where we have to focus on heavily, not just the game, mm-hmm. but the mindset part of it too. So listen, right before we get on to take our break, let's pay some bills here. This segment was brought to you by Bank of England Mortgage, Jacksonville, helping home buyers and homeowners accomplish their financing goals. Head on over to boejax.com and get to know their dedicated team. And remember, we have so many events. You know, today I hope you went on over there. You know, I hope you took advantage of the amazing camp that we had that was free today over at B3. So listen, just make a habit of just go right on over there to www.b3better.com/events. That is www.b3better.com/events. And you can see all of the amazing things that we have going on right now.
Man, I just want to say thank you to B3 because, again, they train my two sons and my daughter. They've been training them since they was 9 years old. But back then, when they was training them, no fault to them, it wasn't free events. It was not free events. And the fact that now y'all are doing free camps, free things about recruiting and all that kind of stuff, the community needs that. And what we need the community to do is get out there and get this information because it's powerful to your kids, man.
You got to know. You got to know. Because we're giving you the peek behind the scenes. Listen, guys, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Amateur's Edge. We'll see you in a few moments.
Fishing is more fun when you catch something.
Look at that fish!
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast with Captain Kevin Faber.
Big bait catches big fish.
Brought to you by Ring Power. Thursdays at 6 p.m. on 1010 XL AM.
We understand today's real estate challenges. With low inventory and high demand, you need a mortgage partner who can help navigate your financial needs. Bank of England Mortgage takes pride in helping clients make informed decisions. From application to closing, every step of the loan process is made in their local branch. For more information, go to boejax.com or call 992-1000. Bank of England Mortgage is a division of Bank of England, NMLS. 418-481. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Join us for one of the funnest nights of the year. Fight Night is back. It's the 23rd annual Guns N' Hoses local charity boxing between the firefighters and JSO, and you're going to love it. If you've not been to Guns N' Hoses, this is your year. Right now, tickets available. Arena Box Office, Ticketmaster.com, or at the FOP Lodge. But they're going to be banging gloves all night long. Saturday, June 25th, bell time, 6:30, concert in the arena after. We'll see you at Guns N' Hoses.
If you've been involved in a slip and fall accident and are not sure of your legal options, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000 and take back control of your life.
Office in Jacksonville.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the new Ping i525 irons and Glide 4.0 wedges. The Ping i525 irons have a forged steel face allowing for dynamic distance and a greater feel. The next generation Glide 4.0 specialty wedges are engineered for high spin performance with a lower launch. Get a free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Florida Home AC, the official AC partner of the Jaguars. Make them your AC partner with honest cost estimates before they start the work with no hidden fees. Call 777-4300 for Florida Home AC.
This is Dr. Kevin Murphy. Thanks to the coaches and the schools who believe in our team at Southeast Orthopedic Specialists.
This is Head Coach Verlin Dormier of Trinity Christian Academy High School. Our athletic program selected Southeast Orthopedic Specialists to work with our state championship football team and will continue to use them. We recommend Southeast Orthopedic Specialists.
Relieve pain and get back to life.
SOS.
Southeast Orthopedic Specialists.
Honestly, this is one of the best jobs I've had.
Drivers and mechanics, listen up. Waste Management is now offering a $5,000 new hire bonus to CDL drivers and heavy truck mechanics for job opportunities at our sites in Jacksonville, Green Cove Springs, Callahan, and St. Augustine.
There's so much more to Waste Management than what you think it is.
Waste Management offers steady work, competitive pay, weekly paychecks, opportunities for overtime, paid training, and a generous food and tool allowance.
Plus industry-leading benefits, like 100% tuition coverage for you and your family, and your home every day.
The benefits were great. They're the best I've seen in a long time.
CDL drivers and heavy truck mechanics apply online today at wm.com/careers. That's wm.com/careers. Search driver and mechanic jobs in Jacksonville, Green Cove Springs, Callahan, and St. Augustine, Florida.
A people-first, military-friendly, equal opportunity employer.
We are WM.
Make your 4th of July celebration even bigger this year with savings on everything you need to get your yard ready for summer. Make sure your flower beds and bushes can handle the heat with special savings on Vigoro mulch, now at a new lower price of $2.98 a bag. Keep the sun off your soil and water in the ground. Plus, add a fun pop of color that will last up to 12 months. So hurry in and get your yard ready for celebrating in the sun. Feels like 4th of July at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available in-store and online. Color selection varies by store.
This 1010XL 92.5 FM hour is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000. The Amateur's Edge. Brought to you by B3 Better on 1010XL.
All right. This is the Amateur's Edge, and this is Randy Wade, A.D. Roberts, man. Great episode. We're about to bring in one of my nephews.
Yes.
I think I got so many nephews out there in Jacksonville, man. And I've been following this guy since he was a little kid. Been following this guy, man. Javon Hagan, man. How you doing? Javon, you
doing? I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Glad to hear from you, bro. So proud of you, man. I told you that last night, man. So proud of you, man. So I've been following you since you was just little, man. And I've been following a lot of the kids from my area, man. And let's take this thing, rewind all the way back, man, to the Pop Warner days, man. Like, how was those days, and what were some of the things that affected you back then?
It was smooth, man. You know, Pop Warner, that's the start of everything, of course, for a lot of kids. So Jacksonville, Florida, you know, coming from Florida is very competitive. So as a young kid, we were so young, but we were so competitive, man. And I remember my first year just finding ways to be comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Because football requires you to do things that you wouldn't do, man. You can't really be uncomfortable, so... Just seeing how competitive those kids were, it motivated me to strive for greatness, man, and just reach a certain goal. You know what I'm saying? Starting from knee high, it was a goal at hand, and you know, everyone knows that's the city championship. You know what I'm saying? So it teaches you at a young age to set a goal for yourself. You know what I'm saying? To set a standard. So. Being at a Sweetwater Athletic Association, man, mm-hmm. it was a great experience for me, man. It showed me glimpses of the game, and it showed me what it took, you know, to reach certain goals and to reach certain limits as a team.
Definitely, man. And you know, Sweetwater does have the most NFL players currently in the NFL right now. So
Sweetwater has always been a juggernaut.
So that's for those Duval Jag fans. Y'all know Sweetwater is the best. So I know your mom. I know your stepdad. Like, how did they play in your life, man? Because I know they played a big point in to where you are now.
First and foremost, just telling me to stay humble. You know what I'm saying? My mom grew up as a single mother. I grew up seeing her, you know, struggle here and there, but she was always strong. You know what I'm saying? And she always taught me leadership qualities. You know what I'm saying? My stepdad taught me leadership qualities, and it just told me how to pave the way, you know what I'm saying? That it no matter what circumstance you're in, everyone's able to pave the way, you know, and change how things operate in their family. So they played a major role in my life as far as teaching me off the field how to live my life, you know what I'm saying, in a very successful manner. And I'm very thankful for those two. I feel like every kid need, if not even two parents, you know what I'm saying, a figure, whether that's a stepmom or a stepdad or whatever. I feel like that is very important, very vital, you know, so we can always be kept in order, because it's always great to have someone from the outside looking in, view our actions and be able to give us feedback, whether that's positive feedback or constructive criticism. So
you're right, man. So many parents out there who only want to be the only ones who mentor their child. They hold on. I got my arms crossed right now. They hold on to their child and don't let their child get chastised or disciplined by other people. And, like, when they go to college, and especially when they go to the pros, it's going to be other people chastising them and telling them what they're doing wrong, and they're not used to it. So the only people they're used to getting structured by is their parents. And it's kind of confusing, man. So let's roll over into the high school, man. So Trinity Christian, you know what we do. Number one championships, man. How did you make it to Trinity?
I made it at Trinity, actually, due to Coach Fred Hospital. So being at Sweetwater, Coach Fred was my my coach during Pop Warner, and he coached at Trinity. And I didn't really know as much about Trinity. I grew up on the west side, but I didn't really know about Trinity Christian that much. And I was starting to hear the success that those guys were having as a program. So once I did that, I used to, as a kid, you know, as kids growing up, we used to always be on YouTube, whether it's looking at football highlights, you know, I'm saying, listening to music or whatever. So it was one day I remember just searching up Trinity Christian football highlights, and then I used to see, like, the, you know what I'm saying, the greats from Trinity, you know, Rashad Knight, Andrew Boyd, you know, Ahmad Christian, seeing those guys and seeing how hard they work, and it was just a different, it just seemed like a different culture, you know. So I'm looking at this, and I'm like, man, like, this seems a little different. And then hearing how they were putting guys into college, and those guys were opening up opportunities for themselves, I'm like, man, that sounds pretty dope, you know, because Jacksonville, Florida, you know, there's not really much to do in the city. So as a football player, I always knew I wanted to make it out, you know, hopefully due to the sport that I was invested in. So going through middle school, went to Jeff Store Middle School, and I told my mom that I had aspirations of going to college and playing football, and I heard that Trinity Christian was doing a great job carrying that out. Okay. So we established a plan. We didn't really have it financially for me to go my ninth grade year, so I attended Atlantic Coast, but Atlantic Coast was too far. So I then attended Ed White High School while playing Pop Warner still at Sweetwater. I played at the midget level. And then that following year, my sophomore year in high school, I took the test to get into Trinity. We saved some money up. I took the test. I was able to pass the test, thankfully, and I was accepted into the school. So once I was accepted into the school, I already had my goals drawn out on, you know, going to college, you know, being a high school recruit, whether that's from a five-star to a one-star, just being some type of recruit. And you know, I started out junior varsity 10th grade, which not a lot of kids do that are high prospect. 11th grade, got moved up, of course, to the varsity level, but was still getting my feet wet, man, learning how to become a dog at the game, man. Just seeing so many guys with so many offers at a young age, you know, Kevin Tolliver, Jeffrey Holland, Kendrick Norton, Jalen Bowie. Guys like that, they're my friends, but I still looked up to them as motivation, as like role models, you know what I'm saying? Because shoot, I used to come in the locker room, I used to see Les Miles. You might see Les Miles, Urban Meyer, you feel me, Nick Saban, you know what I'm saying? Like you see a lot of guys that you see on TV at big time college programs.
Yes. So, mm-hmm.
Things like that motivated me to, you know what I'm saying? I wanted that attention, you know what I'm saying? Not in a selfish way, but in a positive way. I wanted that type of attention. So I worked, stayed hungry. I didn't have any offers going into my senior year. And then senior year spring came, you know, a lot of states actually don't have spring ball. Then I didn't find that out. I went to Ohio University, mm-hmm. and they told me, like, in Ohio, they don't even have that, you know, so that was a little different. So if I would have known that, I would have been even more grateful for that opportunity. But, you know, spring ball down south, a lot of college programs come to your school, they come to the practices, they watch a film, you know, and a lot of kids get offered a scholarship. So I took advantage of that, man. It was a ton of college schools that came out. And we had
how many tried to recruit you?
At one point.
What you say?
At what point?
No, how many tried to recruit you?
Yeah, in the college. Yeah.
After my senior year?
Yes.
Yes.
Around like 10 plus schools.
Wow. And how'd you make that final decision?
Man, I sat down with Gus and Ross, and they said they did a great job, like, helping us get an idea of what direction we wanted to go into. And then when we were weighing all my options out, they told me, like, hey, man, you should look into Ohio. So I'm like, Ohio? So I did some research, man. I seen they sponsored by Russell, man. And Jersey took him. Remember the tightness, man? I was like, hold on, man. I'm like, Ohio, I don't know. I'm like, hold on, man. I don't know about Ohio, man. This ain't the type of vibe I'm with. You got to think, I mind you, like, a lot of my guys, they committed to Florida, LSU, you know what I'm saying, Auburn. So I'm like, Ohio, I don't know about that, man. But then when they were telling, they said, man, Ohio ain't really bringing in no guy. They're not bringing in the Javon Higgins every year. You know what I'm saying? You can go here and be different, man. You can change the game. You can do this, that, and the third. So did my research, man. I seen the guys that they put into the NFL, and I was seeing, like, the rise of the MAC. You know, I was seeing the guys that made an impact in the NFL that came from the MAC. And I was like, oh, that's actually pretty dope, man. And I looked at that as a opportunity to become an innovator, man. I'm like, sure, I can become an innovator with this. So I took my official visit in January of 2015. And then, shoot, man, I envisioned the things that I accomplished, I envisioned, man. I said, man, I feel like I can be the man here. I can change a lot of things here. I said, shoot, I'll complain to the to EQ about changing the brand sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? We won't be Russell for 4 years.
Hey, but you was first team All-Mac, man. Like, you went up there and you wrecked shop, man. It's so good. A lot of kids need to hear that, man, because you can go to Florida State and be – the 13th or 20th person to do something, but you can go to a place that's not that big at that time and be the first to do it, and your name be at top, man. A lot of kids don't understand that. But you was all Mac, man. You really wrecked shop, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I received a lot of accolades, man. I was registered in my first year. They registered a lot of players that they don't absolutely need them right then and there. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really understand that. So they actually do that to, you know, give guys, it's actually a great opportunity. You do that to give guys an extra year to learn the system and learn how to attack the game, you know what I'm saying? Because everyone that comes from high school not prepared for that college life. It's like the speed is a little different. Every level of the game, the speed is going to be different. So, yeah, wrestling in my first year, was able to see how I wanted to move and operate. And then that following year, man, I was freshman All-American, man, FWAA All-American. Yeah, I received a lot of accolades that year, man.
So let's get into you being undrafted and you going through this journey in the NFL, because, like, it's a lot of kids that, like, they would give up after being undrafted, man. I know how that feeling is, just talking to other kids, man. How did that affect you going into the NFL?
Yeah, so my draft class was a little different because a lot of kids had more opportunities than I did. You know what I'm saying? My time when it was time for me to attack the pre-draft process, it was 2020. You know what I'm saying? When COVID first came, and COVID shut down a lot of things. You know, when I was training to perform down in Miami, there were a few kids I was able to get their pro days in. But when it was time for mine got canceled. Like, everything got canceled when it was time for mine. I couldn't do any pro days. I didn't get any combine. I didn't get a combine invite, which is a little weird. I didn't get any all-star invites, which is weird. So I had to persevere through a lot of things, you know, because I wasn't given the amount of opportunity as the past, you know. So shoot, went into it. I just trusted God, man. Trusted my agent, Jesse. And so he just told me, man, we got each other. You're a hell of a player. And at the end of the day, whether you go first round, seventh round, or low round, you're going to get an opportunity somewhere because you're a hell of a player. So I talked to a lot of teams, had a lot of teams promise me this, that, and the third.
Yes, sir.
Came draft day. A lot of things didn't match up to the conversations that were held in the pre-draft process, which is part of the process. So I don't blame anybody for that. And, I ain't gonna lie, it was a lot of teams that sounded heavy on me, but then once those cars started rolling out, they kind of folded on me. So I was kind of lost for a little bit. And then Tampa reached out to my agent and said that they wanted to sign me as an undrafted free agent. And Tampa, actually reached out 2 days before the draft. I talked to Tampa the least.
Yep.
And that's what a lot of people don't know. So I was kind of confused about that. I talked to Andre Smith during the pre-draft process. Like, yeah, man, such and such talking to me. And, you know, and Andre told me straight up, he said, bro, I ain't going to lie. I got drafted by Carolina, and Carolina talked to me the least.
Yep.
So it actually matched up, man. Shoot, I signed my undrafted contract with Tampa. Didn't have no rookie mini camp, OTAs, none of that, man. None of that was happening due to COVID. So we had to come in with the vets. Damn near. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We had to get it out the mud, man. And I'm like, shoot. One thing about football, the way to be seen, you know what I'm saying? The way your talent is seen by coaches, you got to make plays. So during camp, I was just figuring out ways to have Coach say, man, who is that kid? You know what I'm saying? So I was just making plays here, making plays there, making splash plays, you know, making sure that I'm on time. Trying to make sure that I'm not messing up, you know what I'm saying? Because in the league, you mess up, you can get kicked out of that league real fast. So
yeah, you can.
I was trying to do things right.
Yeah, you can, man. And one thing that we just talked about earlier is mental toughness. And, like, it's hard when you go from being at Ohio, being the star, the man, the captain, and you're at Trinity where you around all these people, but you're still the man in your position to being at a place where you're not. So I definitely want to talk about that. But let's talk about the reason why we're here, too, at the same time. So you made this decision last week. Like, what came from this decision? What was the thought process on that, and what are you going to do in the future?
Especially after being a Super Bowl champion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We didn't even hit that. But we got to get that point, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So the reason of my decision was basically it didn't really have anything to do with my skill set at all or being intimidated by anything or nothing like that. I based my decision based off of not even necessarily pride, but the opportunity to make something out of myself, you know, because I felt like in that league, it was a great league, but I didn't respect the type of business that was going on. I understand it's a business at the end of the day, but the way that things operated behind closed doors, which a lot of people don't know, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that. I wasn't really too fond of it, you know what I'm saying? I seen a lot of guys that I love be mistreated, you know what I'm saying, all over a price. And I didn't really like it, you know what I'm saying? Mentally, I struggled with some things mentally, but it didn't really check me out of the game. So it's not like I walked away from the game because I couldn't mentally handle anything. I was able to handle anything that was thrown at me, honestly. But like I said, as a man, I just feel like I was investing into a product that I invested years and time into a product that, and then when I received the product in the mail, the product wasn't as it marketed, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like in life we got an expiration date, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I want to live day in and day out knowing I'm a talented.
Hey, Javon, we got to cut you short because of the episode, man. But we definitely got to have you back, man. And I want you to understand that we appreciate you and we admire all the things you did. And so I love you, bro. I'm going to keep following you, man. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
Listen, you guys.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Listen, you guys. You've been listening to The Amateur's Edge with A.D. Roberts and Jerrion Sanders. And Randy Wade is your host. Man, listen. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you guys next week. It's going to be exciting. You don't want to miss the show. Tune in at 11 a.m. for The Amateur's Edge. See you next week.